Chapter 10, Using Para with a Team. Our digital worlds are constantly colliding with and overlapping with the digital worlds of others. Knowledge is meant to be shared, which means you may already be wondering whether you can use Para to collaborate with others. The good news is that Para works just as well for teams, companies, and other organizations as it does for individuals. I've consulted with and trained hundreds of people from various industries on how to organize their knowledge, from multi-billion dollar financial institutions like the World Bank to leading biotech firms like Genentech to innovative startups like Sunrun. We all operate in a knowledge-based economy now, which means the ability to document and access what your people know is crucial not only for growth, but for survival. A bottom-up approach to knowledge management. Para is part of a decades-old field called knowledge management, or KM for short. The purpose of KM is to find ways for people to effectively share their knowledge with each other to advance an organization's goals. I distinctly remember the time an executive at a company where I once worked decided to implement knowledge management one day out of the blue. A wiki or knowledge base was created, and we were told to share our knowledge by inputting what we were learning into it. After the first couple of weeks, no one ever looked at it again. That experience and other similar ones taught me that there are several major problems with such a top-down approach to knowledge management. It takes a lot of time and effort to articulate one's knowledge in a form that can be understood by others. Since most staff aren't compensated or evaluated for that effort, it always tends to fall by the wayside. There are also risks to sharing your ideas openly, from the fear of being criticized or misinterpreted, to the possibility that by documenting what you know, you'll easily be replaced. Seeing the top-down approach to KM fail countless times has led me to conclude that a bottom-up approach is needed for modern organizations. It can't be about extracting knowledge from your people as if it was a natural resource that could be stockpiled in a warehouse. Knowledge management has to be centered on the needs of the individual, designed primarily to enhance their personal productivity and effectiveness, so they are empowered to do the very best work they are capable of. Here are my top four recommendations for how to do that using Para within teams. 1. Get clear on your organization's flavor of Para. 2. Train people in how to use Para. 3. Keep only shared projects on shared platforms. 4. Encourage a culture of writing. Recommendation number 1. Get clear on your organization's flavor of Para. My first recommendation is to define what Para looks like for your organization specifically. Even if you decide to follow my advice to the letter, there is always a flavor of Para that makes sense for your culture. I suggest creating a Para playbook for your team that includes decisions such as, what is our definition of a project, area of responsibility, resource, and archive? What needs to happen when we kick off a new project for it to be considered active? What needs to happen when a project gets completed, put on hold, or canceled to be considered inactive? What are the officially supported platforms on which Para will be used? What are the rules, guidelines, and norms that govern how people will use Para? Who will be the Para champion who oversees its implementation and makes sure the guidelines are being followed? Recommendation number 2, train people in how to use Para. I suggest you view the implementation of Para as primarily a training challenge, not a technical one. The biggest pitfall I see managers fall into is the idea that they can install Para without having to teach anyone anything. Nothing could be further from the truth. I promise you, you will need to teach your people not only how Para works, but how it works for your team. I suggest using the Para playbook created per my previous recommendation to make presentations, run demonstrations, and host workshops to make sure everyone is on board. Even with such a dead simple method as this one, you will be surprised how many existing habits and mindsets most people have to unlearn in their relationship with information, such as the idea that there is a right way to organize, the belief that there is only one place a given piece of information belongs, and the assumption that formal order and precise structure are always better. Don't skimp on the need to train your colleagues in the shared conventions and policies that will determine how knowledge is created and shared between them. Recommendation number 3, keep only shared projects on shared platforms. As you begin creating a shared para across your team or company, look out for a common mistake. Moving every single digital asset into a single shared para system all at once. The thinking goes, if this content is so valuable, then shouldn't everyone have access to it? The answer is no. You absolutely do not want everyone to have access to everything all the time. To understand why, you have to understand that it takes a tremendous amount of cognitive effort to effectively communicate a piece of knowledge. I once had some personal notes on a book I read about modern project management techniques. They were free form and messy, since I was the only person who needed to understand them. I wanted to share those insights with my team, but quickly realized that I couldn't simply email them my informal notes. In order for that content to be understandable and relevant, I would need to add a lot more context and structure to them, defining key terms, adding headings and sections, including a table of contents, providing more background context, and carefully explaining my thinking. These kinds of tasks aren't free. They are cognitively expensive. They demand a lot of time and effort, which is time and effort not spent moving your top priorities forward. There is always a trade-off. For that reason, I recommend advising your team to keep all their personal notes, files, and documents in their personal para system by default. Only when a project, area, or resource becomes collaborative with multiple people involved should it be moved to the shared folders in a company-wide para system. This will ensure that everyone has access only to the information they need to do their jobs, and no more. Recommendation number 4, encourage a culture of writing. One thing you'll quickly discover is that knowledge management is essentially a form of communication. As I wrote in Building a Second Brain, a document, note, or other digital item is a message being sent through time to a future recipient. Like any message, the quality of that communication determines whether it is likely to be received and understood on the other end. A high-quality piece of communication meets the following criteria. Is it interesting and attention-grabbing? Does it make people want to read it? Is it precise and clear? Can people easily understand what it's trying to say? Is it empathetic? Is it written to be understood from the reader's point of view? Does it help people solve a problem? Is it clearly useful and effective? Does it inspire people to take action? Does it make it easy for them to apply it? These questions highlight that effective knowledge management boils down to how well people express themselves in writing. To put it simply, the only way to share knowledge effectively is to create a culture of writing within your team. How do you do that? Here are 5 ideas that I've seen work well. 1. Set an example. Senior leadership and managers can set an example by regularly sharing their most important ideas and decisions in writing. 2. Offer incentives. Staff at all levels can be rewarded and praised when they take the time to express their thinking in writing. 3. Provide feedback. Direct reports can be offered private feedback on their writing drafts before sharing them more widely. 4. Set aside time for reading. Meetings can begin with reading time to emphasize that the context for discussions is best absorbed in written form. 5. Standardize. Adopt a standard term for an internal piece of writing, such as a memo, proposal, one-pager, or article, and create a standard template, such as a Google Doc or Notion page, for doing so. The more encouragement and incentives you offer, the likelier your colleagues are to sit down and compose their ideas in written form. And that habit will lead to higher quality thinking, better decisions and discussions, and ultimately to more effective knowledge management. Part 3, Deep Dives.